It's movie time with Kevin Stein. Welcome to Movie Time with Kevin Stein.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're alive, Kevin, so you can join us today.
I'm fine. I don't want to go into details, but I had an IV hooked up to me earlier this week. Yeah. It was not good.
And how many times did they poke you to get the IV
in? They poked me 7 times, and I have bruising. So
I really do. How sad.
Yeah, look, those are all the bruises.
Oh, it looks like you've been abused.
I know.
Dang it.
Yeah, that was from when I was a child. My mom used to grab my wrist really hard. And it never went away.
Mrs. Stein.
I'm just kidding. Mom, no, you're a nice woman.
So I am glad that you were here, though. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
It's kind of a quiet house today.
It
now.
Is.
It's just you and me.
I know. It's like dark in here, except for the studio room. That's
yes.
It.
But luckily, we have our favorite listeners.
Uh-huh.
Basically, everyone who tunes in is my favorite.
Yeah, it's a tie, right? Between how
between
many?
China and the rest of the world?
A few thousand? I don't know.
I love it. Yeah, and you know what else is one of my favorites?
What?
Bill Murray.
I know.
Yay, Bill Murray.
We brought him
Day.
Back. We talked about him a lot on Comedy Oscar Day, but we didn't get enough.
No, you can never have enough Bill Murray.
Nope. Well...
Well, we're going to discuss that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But it's hard. It's really difficult.
Okay.
He pulls it off, though. He manages to irritate you in a few. Just a few.
Just a few. Okay.
But he's still my favorite comedic actor of all
and
time.
And still good enough to merit his own day. Because the only people who have had their own day so far are Kevin Bacon and Steven Spielberg, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And now Bill Murray.
Yeah.
That's really prestigious.
It is. It is.
So why don't we jump into it?
Okay.
So I know that you like to rank things in your order of preference. And I heard through the grapevine, through you, that...
that's a good grapevine.
You have a top 10 of all of Bill Murray's movies.
I usually don't put them in order, but I just list them.
This is
the first
time
because I thought it would be a challenge, you know? Because Bill Murray, it's hard to separate.
It is hard.
But I thought I'd give it a shot.
Okay, why don't you start us off then? Are you going 10 to 1 or 1
10,
to
10? 10 to 1.
Okay, so
and I don't have
10?
Clips for number 10 through 8.
That's okay.
But that's all right because people might not even know some of these.
Okay.
First one is Quick Change, an old one.
I don't know that one. You're going to have to give me a synopsis.
Bill Murray dresses up as a clown and goes into a bank and robs the bank.
I have seen clips of
Jason
it,
Robards
but I've not
is in
seen
it
the movie.
It's kind of a tense, like it's kind of a dramatic comedy though.
Okay.
And Randy Quaid's in it. He's trying to escape and get out of town, but I don't know. It's got a lot of good one-liners in it.
Interesting.
You should try that one.
But you shouldn't show it to your kids because 100% of kids are scared of clowns.
Yes. Remember we talked about 100%.
On Scary
Plus,
Movie
Plus, it's
Day.
Rated R, so let's revisit our earlier conversation about those so-called
parents
that... Yeah, so... I think it's rated R. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I mean, can you really have a movie with like 30 F words and still be PG-13 these days?
Not in America.
So it's probably... Oh, not in America. I know in London, just on the TV shows, that's not a bad word at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say like bugger or something like that.
And bloody.
Bloody.
Can you say bloody on it?
We
say bloody.
Bloody. Is that how you're supposed to say? Bloody.
I like
bloody
it.
Bloody L.
We were joking with my friend Scott because the British Royal Ballet School came into town this week and they kept saying ballet, ballet.
Ballet. That sounds good. There's like a soft L. We would say ballet.
Uh-huh.
Ballet.
Yes,
kind
with
of,
emphasis
kind of
on the
feminine.
Ballet.
Yeah.
Like belly.
Sounds better
but
when you
owl.
Say it.
Ballet. Okay, number 9.
All right, number 9, we have Ed Wood.
Okay, now that's
Tim Burton.
One of them. I love Tim Burton, and Johnny's in it, and Sarah Jessica Parker's in it,
and
that one Rooney guy off of Ferris Bueller's on it.
Yep, and Martin Landau got nominated, and Rick
when
Baker
he was Bela Lugosi.
Did the makeup and won the Oscar, and he was a childhood friend of my father's, his best friend growing up.
Really?
Yeah, Rick Baker, he did a lot of Tim Burton stuff. He did Planet of the Apes, he did King Kong.
Maybe
He's
we
good.
Should bring him into the show. Come on, Kevin, use your connections.
I don't think they talk anymore.
Oh,
maybe I can,
sad.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I do love Ed Wood a lot, but that's actually one. I forgot Bill Murray was in it. Because we were discussing how we have our favorite Bill Murray movies and our least favorite, and then ones we just flat out forgot
he was
in.
Yeah, we're
going
to get to that, but I never forget that he's in this, because this is a really good movie. For those of you that don't know, it's based on Ed Wood, who's the notorious notoriously known as the worst director of all time.
Yeah, he did Plan 9 and
Glenn or Glenda, which is about a cross-dressing guy. But that's the one where you have the space, the UFOs that have like paper plates with strings on stuff. Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah,
and then the part with Bela Lugosi, because that was touching to me. I loved their little friendship and everything that they had. But where he's like laying in the swamp and it's just the fake actual swamp monster. Yeah. And he's like flailing the tentacles around himself trying to make it look like he's being attacked.
Oh, I know, that's so funny.
It's so terrible. And Bela
Lugosi,
and so
I think, died during the middle of that, and they had to film the rest of it with a stand-in actor with a robe over his face.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I remember.
Okay, so I do like Ed Wood. What's number 8?
Number 8 is The Man Who Knew Too Little.
Now, I only saw that when I was like 4, so remind me of that one again.
4? That hasn't been out that long, has it?
I said like, give or take a decade.
I was going to say that.
When did it come out? Because I remember I was fairly little when it came out.
I don't know. I should know that, huh?
It was funny, though.
We're not the trivia gods that we think we are. Or goddess, excuse me.
Thank you, Kevin.
but that's the one where he buys this dinner theater thing where he gets to be in this play. but then it ends up being, it's a theater of life, but it really ends up being bad guys. And his life is threatened and in danger at all kinds of moments. But he always thinks he's in this theater, so he's always brave and making funny comments and everything.
I think I'm going to have to add that to my Netflix queue.
You should. It's
okay,
a good one.
Okay.
Funny.
I'll bump it up there to the top.
Next one we have a clip for, number 7. Oh, yeah, number 7 is The Great Caddyshack.
It is really, really good. Okay, so let's go ahead and give it a listen.
License to kill gophers by the government of the United Nations. Man free to kill gophers at will. To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit, ever. They like the Viet Cong. Varmint Cong. So what you gotta do, you gotta fall back. Superior firepower and superior intelligence.
Vermint Kong?
I know. Isn't that funny? He has kind of a weird manner of speaking in that one where he's like, then you got, he's like mumbling and stuff.
Yeah.
But I want to interject something in the middle of the list. I was thinking, what separates these? Because this is what I do.
Okay.
You know, what separates these Bill Murray characters? And I think I've narrowed it down to 3 Bill Murray personas.
So okay. As you're listening, what are to his this personas? List,
I think we have the goofy Bill.
Okay.
Okay. And we're not going to elaborate. I just want you to think about this while we're doing the list. Then we have the sarcastic Bill.
Oh, yeah.
My personal favorite.
Me too.
And then we have the depressed, gloomy Bill.
Okay.
So I think all of these fit into one of those categories.
Okay. So Caddyshack is the goofy one?
Is the goofy Bill. We have Man Who Knew Too Little is goofy. Ed Wood is the serious, depressed.
Gloomy.
Quick Change is sort of the sarcastic.
Sarcastic. Okay.
So moving on to number 6, we have Stripes.
Okay, now this one, what sort of persona is he in this one?
I think he's kind of the goofy and sarcastic.
Okay,
he's very sarcastic.
Let's listen to the clip and try and decide.
You're going to like this clip.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Push-Ups, let's hear your story.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Ew.
Did you get an image of Bill Murray?
Yeah, in like a Speedo or something. Oh. It was terrible. Terrible.
That movie's just so funny because there's so much discipline in the military, but Bill Murray does not adhere to authority.
Well, yeah. So I guess, that would be him being very goofy.
It's kind of a fish out of water story, but better done. Then number 6 or 5, we have Scrooge.
Scrooged is good. I remember seeing this when I was a little kid in the movie theater. And it was really funny because at the end of the credits, when they're all there, he's like, okay, come on, the movie's over. You got to leave now. And my siblings and I just thought that was absolutely hilarious.
I do like
that. So I'm going sarcastic on this one, though. I'm feeling like he was pretty sarcastic.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Here's a listen for Scrooged.
Oh, yeah. There's Mr. Hedgehog. I wonder where he's going. Perhaps to Harlem.
Oh, God, my jaw.
Oh, sometimes the truth is painful, Frank. Uh-huh. But it's made your cheeks all rosy and your eyes bright as stars.
If you touch me again, I'm going to rip your damn wings off.
Oh, I like the rough stuff, don't you think?
Oh my. Yeah, I remember being real annoyed by that chick too.
Well, when we did the comedy Oscars, I played the one where she's like, yeah, sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get it. So I don't know why. That's my favorite character in the movie, besides Bill Murray, obviously.
The slapping in the face.
Yeah, she's a funny lady. I don't know.
That's fun.
Okay, now we're getting serious.
Okay, this is a serious role, or we're getting down to business serious?
Getting down to business, because we're in the top four now. All right?
Okay.
Number four. And there's no objective standard for this. This is the objective standard of Stein's personal favorite.
Okay, let's go ahead and play the clip and then talk about it, because this is a good one, too.
Okay.
Tanqueray and Tap.
Keep them coming, sweets. I got a long drive. Do me a favor, will you? Would you mind washing off that perfume before you come back to our table? Hi. Not you. Hi.
Hi. Not
so
you.
He tries to flirt with that girl, and then she responds, and he's like, not you. That's I thought that was typical of his character throughout the whole movie. Such
yes. And
jerk.
That movie is Kingpin.
But one thing that will not translate to the radio is that final scene where they're bowling, and Bill Murray's doing his little thing, dancing, and his hair is... He's bald, but the part of hair that he does have is sticking straight up. You got to see it. The visual
is
important.
Amazing.
There.
Yeah.
I just thought it's kind of, it's crude and it's politically incorrect.
But it's one of those things you have to watch when you're in college. I decided that if you haven't watched it yet when you're in college, you have to watch
it. I did see it when I was
Animal House. You have to always watch it.
You got to watch Kingpin. That's one of the best, definitely.
Good old Kingpin.
Oh, we got a giveaway, though.
Okay, but what's our giveaway?
Okay, we've been giving away $10 City Cafe and Deli coupons, but now we have something even better.
It's a $20 gift certificate.
$20, that's like $1,000 in college money.
Yeah, it really is. You know how much laundry you could do with many quarters?
Yes.
That's a big deal.
A lot.
So we decided that since it's twice the money, it has to be a harder question.
It's going to be hard.
But it's doable.
It's doable. If you're really quick on the IMDb, you might be able to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's okay. You can even ask your roommate.
Yeah, whatever you need to do to win this, because desperate times call for desperate measures. But you want to do the question?
First, the number is 586-7975. Okay, let's do the question.
Okay, the question is, in the clip we just listened to in Kingpin, Bill Murray's character, that obnoxious guy, what's his character's name in the movie?
It's a very distinct name.
It is distinct, yeah.
If you know it, 586-7975 will give you that $20 gift certificate. And in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and go on with the list while you look that up in case you don't know.
Maybe we should do mail while we're waiting for
that. Oh, let's do mail while we're waiting.
Remember.
Yeah, because we got a letter in the mailbag.
Okay, we got a letter. And it's a good one, too.
Okay, bring
it. Are you ready?
Yes.
You're going to want to respond to this one.
Okay.
For sure. Dear Kevin and Angie.
They're so polite.
I really enjoy your show. You guys balance each other out well. I must say, though, that I generally agree more with you, Kevin, than with Angie.
Oh!
Maybe it's because Angie is much more forgiving of some really bad films. I mean, Fear, come on.
I love Fear!
Who even remembers that? You, Kevin, seem to be a bit more critical in general, which I appreciate, even if you are a bit overdramatic at times about Indiana Jones 4.
You are dramatic about it.
Personally, I thought it was the second best of the series right behind Raiders.
No.
Anyway, quick question for both of you.
Okay.
How about doing a show on screenplays and leave Indy out of it?
Oh, we could do a show on screenplays probably. That's
a good idea.
One. Thank you.
What do you think about Indy? I like that they agree with me. Oh, it's signed by Andrew Simmons from Atascadero, California.
Oh, we got fans in California and China.
Pretty good, huh?
Yes, that's very exciting.
So,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe the boys agree with you and the girls agree with me. I don't know.
Is that what it is? I think
I don't know. I'm just
agrees.
Trying to make myself feel better.
I got a sneaking suspicion that everybody agrees with me, but...
Everybody agrees with you.
Well,
I don't agree with you all the time. Most
you're
of the
only
time.
One. No, I'm just we disagree a lot, but so I'm a bit over dramatic.
Mm-hmm. With Indiana Jones 4, anyway,
we,
for sure.
We said we were going to send a prize out to the person that's the mailbag winner of the week. So I was thinking, what would be a good prize? And I'm thinking, if this person likes Indiana Jones 4, we should put together
a
prize package. No.
Oh.
No.
What?
Well, what they probably already have it and watch
probably.
It religiously. I was thinking movies kind of on par with Indiana Jones. We could put it together as a package like The Mummy, Returns, George of the Jungle.
Oh no,
Weekend
that
at Bernie's
terrible.
2, The Avengers.
Pretty much anything with the number 2 after it,
yeah,
also.
anything truly exceptionally bad will go in this package.
No, we'll have to work on that.
It's got to be a good price. It'll be a good price.
It has to be something that he'll like.
I'm just teasing. Okay. We'll do a good price.
Okay.
That was a good letter.
Yes, it was. So if you want to write a letter, you can write a letter to us too, and we will perchance say it on the air and share it with everyone else. And I would especially like to encourage those of you who agree with me to back me up. Come on. So tell us what our mailbag address is again, please,
okay,
Kevin.
Okay, it's movietimepodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. So start writing,
good,
people.
And nobody's calling in with the
no,
answer.
No, they're not. Maybe we should give them a clue. Maybe that was too hard because Kingpin did come out about a decade-ish ago.
That's a good prize, though, $20.
I know. It's really good. All so right, don't we'll, give a total we'll, giveaway. We'll no, give a hint.
Okay.
Hint.
I don't know.
Let's say the first part of his last name.
M-C. Mick.
Mick something. So it's something Mick something.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good
clue.
There's
a clue. Something
okay.
Mixed
so
something.
We'll keep going. And okay, during the rest of the show, you call in at any time and try to win your $20.
Okay. Okay. All right. So where did we leave off?
We're on number 3 now.
Number 3. So top 3 Bill Murray movies, according to Kevin.
I got to tell you that the top 3 were hard, but I'm sure about these 3.
Okay.
This what's, the order is confusing.
Okay. What's
but number
3?
I have What About Bob?
Oh, I love that movie and when this, he's all,
Yeah. We didn't do that one, though. We got a different one that's one of my favorite classic goofy Bill Murray moments.
Okay. Let's have another goofy classic Bill Murray moment here from What About Bob?
Bob, I do not see patients on vacation ever. How many ways can I make that clear? Now, what I'd like you to do is to get on this bus and go back to New York.
I can't. I'm totally paralyzed. I'm all locked up.
You got yourself here.
Barely.
Well, getting back will be therapeutic.
But can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on. I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check
Listen.
It out. Look at I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay,
please.
All right.
Don't you love that?
Give me. I need.
That's like my favorite part in the movie.
I suppose it's good. At least he's honest.
I know.
But yeah, my mom actually loves that movie. I remember when we rented it when it first came out, and she just thought it was the most hilarious thing she'd ever seen.
It is hilarious. It's underrated. We had a copy of it, but my Stacy's grandma loves it so much. She's like 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
We just gave it to her. She's
oh,
like,
that's nice. Yeah, that so way now, she can die laughing at Bill Murray.
Yes, I hope she doesn't die laughing.
Well, I'm not wishing
she's
death upon
right
her. I just
now.
Want her to die happy.
Okay.
Happy.
That's a good clarification.
Okay, I think that was a good number 3.
That's a good one.
Okay, so what's your number 2? Let's see if
okay.
I agree.
This is tricky because we had this as the best comedy of all time.
Uh-huh.
And I put it at number 2. I'm changing I've changed my mind.
What did you
yes,
do?
Yes, I put Groundhog Day, our comedy Oscar winner, as number 2.
Number 2?
Yep.
Kevin.
I know, and I'll tell you why when
okay.
we get to number 1.
Okay.
But I have a we probably don't have time for 2 clips. Let's do the number 7.
Okay, let's go to
it's
this
it's a bit
clip
longer,
from...
but it's really good.
Okay, from Groundhog Day.
Of course, it's about a million miles from where I started out in college.
You weren't in broadcasting and journalism?
Mm-mm. Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry.
What a waste of time. I mean, for someone else, that would be an incredible waste of time. So bold of you to choose that. It's incredible. You must be a very, very strong person.
Of course, it's a million miles from where I started out in college.
Oh, yeah? You weren't in broadcasting or journalism, anything like that?
Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry.
La fille qui j'aimera sera comme bon vin. Que ces bons fiera un peu chaque matin.
You speak French.
Working it with the
I
ladies.
Know, that was a little longer, but we had to have the dual piece where, because that's what the
mm-hmm.
movie's all
first
about.
First day and then the
is
next
him
day.
fixing things, you know? Right.
And I loved it when he was learning how to play piano, too. So by the end, he was just rocking out. And how he always changes the old lady's tire on their car. He had, like, his morning rounds
that he would do. And then he catches that one kid out of the tree, and he's like, you have never thanked me.
Yeah, what a little bratty kid. I'll tell you what's one quick trivia thing that I learned about Groundhog Day, because I love that, and I even went to Groundhog Day and everything last year.
I know it's probably your number one, but...
I'm going to say it is.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. But although I spied, I'm not going to lie, I saw your number one, and I'm going to hear you out on it. But on Groundhog Day, when he was filming it, he actually got bit twice by the groundhog on set.
Really?
When he was filming Groundhog Day, yeah.
Wow.
Punxsutawney Phil straight up bit Bill Murray.
Vermin Kong or whatever he wants to call him.
Yes, indeed. Bad. I know.
That's good. That's impressive, though, that you went to Punxsutawney.
I know.
To the Groundhog Festival.
I really did.
So I see your affinity for this movie,
yes.
And I have it, too, but I don't know. I got to go.
Okay.
My gut's telling me this is number one.
Okay.
Number one. Let's play we'll play a clip, then we'll talk about it, and then maybe we'll play a second.
Okay, should we give one more clue on our trivia?
Let's give them the
first name.
First name.
Okay.
All right, it's Ernie McSomething. Okay?
Yeah.
For $20 stinking.
And it's not McGavin, that's Shooter McGavin.
No,
Ernie McSomething.
You can do it. Come on, I know it's Friday and your brains have turned off, but you can do it.
Yes, you can. Okay, so our number one then.
Number one. Let's play this clip, number
four.
Let's do
four. Okay, number four. Here's our number one Bill Murray movie.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
Dogs and cats living together.
I
love how that's a sign of the apocalypse. So that one is, of course.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Ghostbusters. I do love Ghostbusters, and I was a very avid watcher of the cartoon also.
Where would you put it on your list if it were your top 10?
It would be a toss-up between Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day,
I would have to say.
Yeah, it would definitely be in top two.
So we'd agree on the top two.
Yes.
Completely.
Yes, although I probably would have flip-flopped them just because of my love for all things Groundhog.
Yeah.
But they're both really quality performances.
Ghostbusters 3, news maybe. The writer, I don't know if you read this, but the writers of The Office have been commissioned to write a screenplay for Ghostbusters 3. I can't wait.
I really hope that they do.
It's
going to
be good.
Be so fun.
And I hope George Lucas stays far away from it. That stinking rat.
All right. So that is our top 10 Bill Murray. Now tell me just a quick recap here. What are the five worst in your opinion?
Okay. And I know you're going to disagree, but I have number five, Larger Than Life, the one with the elephant where he has to transport
it. Fun.
Matthew McConaughey is in as a truck driver. Stupid.
Yeah, it is kind of stupid, but it's fun because there's animals involved.
Then I have number four, Garfield.
Oh, even though that has animals involved, that's stupid.
Yeah, he's just the voice, but he should not have participated in that.
No, Garfield is
terrible.
Then
I have Mad Dog in Glory. Have you seen that with Uma Thurman and Robert De Niro?
I have not, but I read that he accidentally broke Robert De Niro's nose
on
set.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Okay,
right,
let's check and see if they know the answer.
All right.
Hello, do you know the answer to our trivia question?
I think so.
Give it a shot.
McCracken.
Good job, Ernie McCracken.
Ernie McCracken.
You just won yourself a $20 gift certificate to City Cafe
in Delhi.
Who is this?
What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Michael what?
Michael Johnson.
Johnson.
I was afraid you were going to say Jackson for a second. I was going to be real excited.
Michael Johnson's like the famous... Something's wrong with your phone, dude.
I think it's windy outside.
Oh, are you on your cell phone? Oh, that's okay.
Okay, that's okay. We'll still give you the prize.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Michael. I'll leave that at the cashier's office for you. You can pick it up anytime.
Perfect, thanks.
Uh-huh, thanks for calling. Bye.
At least we didn't leave him hanging like last week with poor Trevor.
I felt so bad about Trevor. Totally forgot about you. I'm sorry, Trevor. I really do still love you.
Okay,
okay,
and then controversial, I have two movies that
people like.
One of them won an Academy Award for a screenplay. Uh-huh. It's Lost in Translation. Bill Murray got on it.
That one.
I did not get it. I was bored out of my mind.
Well, it's gloomy Bill Murray, so maybe that's why you seem to like goofy, sarcastic Bill Murray.
And I figured out I don't like the depressed Bill Murray. I do not. And let's get to number one, Rushmore 2. I don't like Rushmore.
Okay.
But I was debating other Wes Anderson movies. Because
like Royal Tenenbaums? I love Royal Tenenbaums.
I don't like
Tenenbaums.
That. I don't like Steve Zissou or whatever you call that. I don't like that weird, depressed, kind of down Bill Murray. That's not the Bill Murray I grew up with. This is like the geriatric Bill Murray, who's like an alcoholic.
He's too tired to be funny.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore. It's like his life off screen. They put him on screen.
Oh no!
I don't know.
He does have kind of a tragic
depressed
life.
I looked up some trivia stuff where he's called the Murricane for his notorious mood swings.
Didn't Dan Aykroyd name him that?
Yeah.
It was from Ghostbusters.
And then he divorced he was divorced from his first wife for having an affair, and his second wife, she said he was a spousal abuser.
Yeah, because that was like a year
ago.
Drug
addict. I'm like, no,
yeah.
Not
I know,
Bill
I was
Murray.
Like, Bill Murray, he's an abuser.
We give it straight on this show, though. He's not perfect.
No,
but we still like
true.
Him anyway. If I'll still watch Mel Gibson movies after that, Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world comment.
Yeah.
I can forgive Bill Murray for a little drug addiction.
Okay.
I can.
Not for spousal abuse. That's not okay.
Right.
If
it's
that's
a good thing
true.
I didn't use that as my true. Example. Yeah. That wouldn't have come off very well.
Yeah, so we'll recognize that he's not perfect. Okay, and I know that we mentioned a couple of other movies that he was in that we forgot he was in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got Wild Things. He was a psychiatrist, remember? With
that
Denise
one with
Richard.
The girls who kiss?
Yeah, he was in
he
that.
He was in that?
Yeah.
I forgot
and
he was in
he was
that.
In Little Shop of Horrors. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that at all
somebody,
either. It was
somebody
just
at home
Moranis.
Is like, what? You're not movie fans. You should know that. Somebody's.
But if they're obscure things. Roles.
They are kind of obscure. And then Tootsie. I didn't know I was in that.
I didn't either. I was just the Dustin Hoffman vehicle.
So go check those out. Look for Bill Murray. Can we, we're okay. running out of time, huh?
Okay,
can
we are.
Close with a non-movie related thing?
Yes.
This is my favorite Bill Murray song.
Okay.
If you even knew that Bill Murray sang, he sang a lot of music on Saturday Night Live. So let's
oh,
play
yeah.
Let's
back
play
in the
clip.
Day. The Star Wars song?
Yep.
Okay, here is the Star Wars song.
How about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask. Did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah! Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!
Yay!
We still love Bill Murray,
I
even
love
though he's
Bill
not
Murray.
Perfect.
I want him to make another kind of goofy comedy.
Okay.
I'm really tired of these depressing ones.
I agree. He should do that.
He
branch
did,
out a little
he did,
bit
what
more.
About Bob and Groundhog Day back to back?
Maybe
he
used up
another,
all his funny for a while.
He's lost his mojo. He needs to get it back.
Maybe we should help him. Let's send him a copy of the podcast, Kevin.
Okay.
Okay.
I wonder what he would think about that.
I don't know. That'd be really fun.
We did say some
Kevin
stuff about his drug addiction and everything.
But Bill, we still love you.
We love
People
you.
Do drugs all the time.
Yeah. Not really when you're like 70 years old, but how old is he?
I don't know. Didn't Helen Mirren do drugs too?
No, he's
if
not
Helen
70
Mirren
years
can do
old.
Drugs, Bill Murray can do
he's,
drugs.
He's only 59. I just said he was like 70.
He's so. Not. It's because he's getting gloomy, I guess.
I guess it's because he's getting gloomy and he looks like he wants to die and his hair is really white now. I don't know.
Well, on that note, Bill, we love you. So keep doing Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day
next
and what about
week,
Bob-type
oh,
movies?
Next week.
Yes, next week. What are we up to?
It's President's Day, so we're doing presidential portrayals. So
ooh.
Don't think we're doing anything boring like it's all going to be Nixon and JFK and stuff like that. Anybody that plays a president in a movie. So like
okay.
things like Independence Day or
Billy
coming
Bob
to mind.
Thornton was the president.
Yeah,
in the movie.
Anything like that.
Jack Nicholson.
So we're not talking presidential biopics. Is that what they call
right.
them?
Right.
Or biopics. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll look it up in a dictionary. But in the meantime, that means that we are done for the day.
Yep.
Thank you for coming, Kevin.
Thank you for having me. I
uh-huh.
enjoyed it immensely.
All right. Next week, presidential
Portrayals.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's Regular Airship.